in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome,
what up,
to the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy, B-Eazy.
It's your girl, Corey Sin.
It's me, Al.
How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Wonderful.
Great.
Welcome back. Wonderful. Fantastically well.
That's good. I missed you since the last time we were, you know.
Really?
Here. I did.
Feels good to be missed. To me, it feels like I'd never left your presence. Your presence is so strong.
Exactly.
It's Wednesday. It's our list episode. Thank y'all for tuning in. You know, this episode where we list some random things and we discuss our favorites and such. So we do have an email from the homie, DJ Highstar from the Carolina Sports Talk podcast. You can find them everywhere you get your podcasts for free 99. This one's entitled Lists with 4 exclamation points. He says, please read these from 5 to 1, broski. Why don't you write them from 5 to 1?
Oh.
And he got them written from 1 to 5. Sorry. He said, feel free to or not expound or give some of your favorite IMDb credits with some of these. I made the list considering the list y'all read off already. Oh, so he didn't want to duplicate. Gotcha.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Julia Roberts, his number 5 was Julia Roberts, Pretty Woman, Good Steel one. Magnolias.
Good.
Always has been an American sweetheart. I'm trying to think of something else Julia Roberts was in. She's been a lot of stuff.
Yes, yeah,
a whole lot.
Yeah,
Thelma and Louise.
Okay,
which one was she? She killed it in that.
Yeah,
that and Pretty Woman made her Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, I'm lying. No, she's not Thelma and Louise.
Uh oh,
the skinny one. Not the blonde hair one.
They that's all
not
skinny.
No.
The blonde hair one. That's
I think
not
I'm mixing her up.
Oh, that's the Beetlejuice lady.
No. Oh no, definitely. Oh yeah, you talking about Gina Davis?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I know.
Their red hair.
Yeah.
The red hair.
Julia Roberts got red hair.
Yeah.
His number 4 was Johnny Depp.
That's a good one.
That's an honorable mention for me.
Blow, mm-hmm. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Blow.
Yeah. Edward Scissorhands and such. Yeah, Adrian Brody.
Who?
That's his number 3. Adrian Brody.
Who's that?
He played in The Pianist. You ever seen Winning Time?
No. Oh yeah, the drummer.
No, Winning Time is the show about the Lakers. It's a series on.
I never watched it.
Yeah, he played Pat Riley, I think.
Okay.
Number 2, Steve Carell.
That's a really good one.
Therapist show, The Office, a new show on Apple TV. Steve Carell. That's Michael Scott, right? 40-year-old virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, he's funny.
He's saying good ones. Mm-hmm. We can't fit everybody onto the list. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But
those are all ones we didn't name, so that's good.
Yeah. Number 1, Bryan Cranston. Yeah. You know, Your Honor, Breaking Bad, Malcolm in the Middle. He played in that movie with Kevin Hart, too.
Yeah.
What's the name of that movie? Get Hard or something like that?
Hey,
no, cool. That was
watch out now.
That was Will Ferrell and Get Hard.
That was Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
What movie Bryan Cranston played
Bryan
in?
Bryan Cranston did the
Didn't he play in a movie with
the
Kevin
Upside.
Hart?
Upside.
Oh no, Your
when
Honor.
He was in,
yeah, he said Your Honor.
Oh, okay.
I said
the
Your
Upside,
Honor.
Y'all. The Upside.
Oh, that's the one with Kevin Hart?
Yes.
And he just got out of jail.
He was in a wheelchair.
Bryan Cranston was in a wheelchair.
Yes.
Okay, I saw that.
Yeah, Will Ferrell, he did the
Get Hard.
The Get Hard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
His honorable mention, Rob Riggle. I know Rob Riggle. He playing a lot of comedies.
There's no way he came up with these just in his head. Like he had to look these up, man.
This is a college educated man. I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
He's a movie buff.
He is?
Yes.
Guru?
He's a guru.
Okay.
Yeah, he a guru.
Okay.
Yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Michelle Pfeiffer plays in Lioness. She got a new face too.
Oh, she do got a new face.
I don't like a new
it's
face.
It's different. Like yeah. It's
almost
and,
cat.
And that blonde,
Hold up. His last honorable mention is Terry Crews.
I'm dead.
He said top five slang. Food number five, food related slang. Eight down, left no crumbs, all that dumb shit.
Yeah.
When anyone says that, I cringe, which is why it makes my list.
So his list is like mine.
Yep.
The might list be.
That you don't like.
Well, nah. Phonem. His number four is phonem.
Okay.
On phonem grade.
On phonem grade.
See, I don't know who phonem is or if it perhaps derived from a lazy pronunciation of folks them or folks and them.
Folks and them.
Yeah.
Folks and them.
His number three was, and it probably came from the same place too. His number three is ops.
Yeah. All that came from Chicago.
Chicago. Yeah. He says number two, these last two are New York centric, hailing from Queens. I gotta say, son, S-U-N, son, S-O-N, done, thun, dunny, thun, thun. They all mean the same thing. I don't call you son.
Thun, thun.
He said, I don't call you son because you mine. I call you son because you shine like one.
Okay.
It's a whole 5% of origin to the sun terminology, but we won't get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Won't, you know what I'm saying? What's today's math, son?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's the mathematics. He says, my most used phrase. What do y'all think his most used phrase is?
I have no idea.
He used it on the last email.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, okay.
The short yurt also works. It's the new version of Waza. That commercial just went viral again, too.
It did.
It's back?
What's up commercial? Well, it's on, what was that? I was watching something.
Is it a new version or is
it the
old
one?
No,
it's the old one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nothing, just chilling, watching the game. Then the homeboy came in the room, Waza. he said, all right, y'all, I'm out.
Right.
Shout out to you, DJ High Star.
Yeah, man.
Then he sent a list suggestion.
Oh, I'm
he said, what's
this
up, fam? Great list idea. My mama just bought up. Oh, he said, great list idea. My mama just bought up while we fishing. Okay, you go fishing with your mama. That's what's up. Suggested police TV shows. She suggested at least
cop shows.
TV shows of all time. Let me know. Y'all know the number one gonna be for me.
What, cop show?
Yeah.
Don't say it just because we
gonna
do say it.
Yeah. We gonna do it. Write that down.
Yeah, write it down.
Put it on the list.
Was it cop shows? No, top five cop shows.
Yeah.
All right.
He said he wanted to add an honorable mention. Ed Helms to his honorable mention. And Turtle from Entourage. Turtle from Entourage only did
Turtle.
He did Turtle, but he played the lawyer on Power too.
Yeah.
He was Gabrielle Union's like boyfriend or something like that in one of them movies.
Yeah. So act like a man.
Think like a man.
Act like a lady, childish
or whatever.
Yeah.
He said also after reading my email back, wanted to make it clear that I did vote. All right, I'm out. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did vote. Shout out to you. You're a very responsible adult.
You got to be responsible to vote? What's that? What do you mean by that? I didn't vote, and I'm very responsible.
You didn't do your civic duty.
I did.
You're not a responsible civilian then.
I did. By not going there and voting and messing up the polls.
Oh, that's what you believe? Oh, he didn't catch that. The ball moved.
It didn't matter.
So yeah, so today, what's our list we're doing today, y'all?
Today's list is going to be, what are we doing?
It's the weird jobs, but someone has to do it.
Okay. This going to go, maybe could go a bunch of ways.
Mm-hmm.
What's a weird job? Who want to start it off?
I'll start it off.
Go ahead.
All right.
Let's see.
I should start off because mine weak.
Is that week?
Go ahead. A job that I found, and I heard about it in recent years. A professional cuddler.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do it
for free?
Nah, watch out now.
Right.
You can't turn down jobs when you want a job.
I can turn down a job now.
All right, it'll be your last day. You walk in there and Respucia, what's her name?
Respucia?
Respucia.
Nah, Respucia ain't cuddling with me.
See, that's what I mean. You can go be careful what you ask for.
And Norbit either.
So you would do it?
Not with Respucia.
I mean, it's part of the job.
I get to pick.
You get to pick.
It's like a prostitute. A prostitute don't get to don't have to have sex with everybody.
Guess what?
She get to pick sometimes.
Them cold nights, ain't nothing coming through. You gotta have to do it.
Yep.
So that's one of mine. Okay. Professional cuddler.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Corey, me? Mm-hmm. All right, my number five got to be masseuse.
That's a weird job, dude.
That's a weird job, dude.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
This is not jobs that you couldn't do. I thought it was just weird jobs,
it's
period.
It's weird to him.
I couldn't do it.
Why?
He don't want to touch nobody.
Same thing. You can't say, yes, I want this one or that one looks better.
I mean, it makes...
Nope.
So if she's slabby and you're not rubbing down no man, so obviously.
You can't do it. You can't be a doctor.
That's number one right there.
Yeah,
he doesn't. I quit.
Yeah.
Last day. Grand opening, grand closing.
I mean, that's fair, but that's kind of different, though, because.
What do you mean?
Men massage men.
I'm not.
He don't want
to. You'll feel sexual. You'll feel some kind of way. I know why. You scared that if you rub a man's body, you might get turned on. That's what it is. You scared. Now you get turned on by rubbing Nathaniel, then you're going to question your whole existence. So
Nate Nim
on phone Nim. So,
hey man,
you get that then I feel you.
Hey man,
I'll never feel you.
Yeah, please don't
on phone Nim.
Hey man,
sorry. I feel you though.
Can't do it.
I mean, honest to time.
So you could do it.
I got a foot massage by a Chinese man one time.
Chinese man's a little different from Earl.
Mm-hmm.
What nigga you know named Earl gonna
That's what I'm saying. Chinese man that look like his profession. Okay, boom, that's what you do.
Look like his profession.
This is why you didn't vote, because you ain't gonna vote for Trump.
If a black guy came in there with a do-rag on.
This is the most racist sounding thing ever. All black men wear do-rags?
If a black man had a do-rag on and he walked in there.
Yo, you can rub my back, bro.
And before he walked in, he threw that black and mild out on the ground and said, what you want? And what you said, yeah, just rub my
face. You got a Trump flag at your house, don't it?
I mean, you know, I'm just
all black people smoke black and miles, huh? There's no professional black people in your mind.
All Lee.
In all your scenarios, all the black men are named Leroy and drink.
Or Tyrone.
And smoke black and miles. And wear a do-rag. When's the last time you seen a nigga wear a do-rag?
I just took mine off before I got here. I still got the lines in my head.
Oh, this nigga, man. You caught me off guard. So you projecting. You smoke. You don't smoke black and miles, do you?
Nah.
You smoke sweet and miles.
Oh, okay.
Now, what they call them? Wines? Cherries or something like that?
Oh, the wood tips?
Yeah, you smoke the wood tips.
Nah, I just heard of them.
Mm-hmm. That's why you projecting.
You're sick.
It's a nigga named Jamal with a durag on. You Jamal.
Look,
just think about
what you
that.
Want.
Yeah, you just get one pull.
See, you could have taken it the other way where it'd be like an effeminate male.
I definitely.
Who would you rather? Would you rather have Jamal?
Or a gay guy? I'm sorry.
An effeminate? Could be gay. Yeah. Could be a not gay.
Yeah.
Which one would you prefer? You had to get your feet done, worked on.
Nah, I'm gonna do them shits myself, dog. I can't even answer that. You trying to set me up.
I'm not setting you up.
It ain't gonna happen.
I'm not setting you up. I'm the nigga who got his foot, you know what I'm saying? I got my feet done by a man. I did. I was at work one day, me and this me and another.
Wait, I just paused. I wanted that silence.
What?
To go through to everybody just sitting there listening. It was like, did he just say that?
Yeah, you saw how quiet it got when he said it, right?
Well, I did. I was at work one day, so it was me and this lady. We were working. This is when I worked, you know what I'm saying, delivering food to restaurants and stuff. So we went to this bar. When we got done, we were going to be done early. It was like 12 o'clock. So we go to the bar to deliver, and the guy went there. So we call whatever. He was like, we called a salesman. The salesman was like, yeah, he said he ain't coming till 3. Now, it's 11, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So we was like, man, we not sitting waiting. He was like, yeah, well, you got to wait for him to get there, whatever, whatever. So she was like, man, let's go to the mall. The mall was like across the street. We were in North Myrtle Beach. So we go to the mall. We walk around the mall. I was like, man, my feet hurt. I need to get my feet done anyway. You know what I'm saying? I want to get some of that crust rubbed off of them. So I go in there. It's a dude in there. I'm like, shh, pump it. I'm about to get my feet done.
There were no women? For real?
No, there wasn't a woman in there. Because it was like early in the daytime. Oh, it was wow. It was like on a Wednesday. So when the women were working. So.
Yeah, that's... Nah.
Took my sweaty socks
off. But you explaining that story didn't make it any better.
So, I mean, I'm just telling you what happened.
Same. Diddy said the same thing. He walked in there. It was only a guy.
Oh,
in there.
My
guess what?
Gosh.
Yo, you stuck on Diddy. You are a Trump supporter. Them Trump supporters love talking about Diddy.
What you got, Corey? Who's next?
What number we on?
Number 5.
Oh, you ain't gave yours yet?
Dang, no.
What's your job?
I've just been looking at y'all. A sperm bank worker.
Boom. Yeah, that's on my list, too.
To work at the sperm bank.
It's odd. I would not... Okay, I probably would so I could judge, even though I'm not a judgmental person.
What would you judge?
Yeah. The package?
The payload.
No, I would just be wondering, like...
You judging the package?
Yeah.
The hose length.
I guess so.
Maxwell said
because, you know, they give them magazines, they give them videos, and then sometimes when the man have a problem, do you need me to come back there and help you?
Yes.
And then they come and help.
How do they help?
That's still a weird job.
Now, I saw a movie.
What you mean how they help?
do they help like that, or do they help like tickle the prostate?
They do that too, yeah.
Yes. So they do help?
They help.
Yeah, don't bury my lead.
Shit, I'd be asking for help. I'd be like, nah, just stand there and look at me with them eyes. Give me them eyes, baby.
All right, now.
Now, I ain't mad at them. Get paid, girls.
Just watch me do this.
And people, whoever works there.
Wow, that is weird. I guess that is a weird job.
That's a little bit of a weird job.
But you say you would do it.
Collecting semen.
You say you would do it, though.
I probably would. Out of curiosity.
With scrubs on?
Heck yeah. Gloves. I'm never taking off my gloves.
Yeah. You know them fat, weird.
I want to know how much they get paid.
Guys. No, but see, a lot of those guys, they don't come there. They can't go there, though.
They can't.
Because a lot of times they
do background. Okay, yeah, they do DNA run. They do deep DNA tests. They have to make sure, like, your family doesn't have any known cancers. I mean, if it does, it's whatever. They want to see your education level, if you're a smart person.
Your physical fitness,
everything,
all of that.
Everything. Okay.
Yeah, you just can't be in there
it's
jacking
thorough.
Off.
Just dropping lows on.
Yeah,
nah, yeah, I got another one.
Because shit. I ain't gonna say it. I'm sorry. I was about to take it to another level.
I was about to say a couple of names. People probably gonna be mad. So
what do you mean? A couple of names.
No, like what would I say?
Will Smith?
No, Willie J. A white man named Willie J or a black man named Tyrone. I don't wanna say Tyrone. But just uneducated people. And it just looked like.
But what if they big and strong though? Like if Tyrone was
that
like,
don't mean nothing because they do a background check.
But I mean, but what if you want
like a convict
kid?
Can't walk in there and be like, yeah, can I give out some sperm?
Oh yeah, true.
Because they're gonna do a background. Oh, you've been to jail? No, you can't because your sperm has possibility of ruining this woman's life.
Okay.
Or a person's life because you know.
No
people. No,
it's Trump's America. Back to one. It's only two. Boom. It's only two genders now.
Yep.
January, right. When he get inaugurated,
yeah,
January 20th.
Very much that.
They're getting rid of all of
but
that. I understand
I
what you're saying.
I just respect people.
Yeah, respect. Respect
I
it
do.
And check it. 20.
Yes.
January 20th,
yeah,
all of that.
I find that to be a really.
People like L should have voted.
It's a really odd job.
Man, what's your next one, man? We at 4?
Yep.
Yeah. It's a line stander.
Yours do suck.
Wait, I missed it?
No, you didn't see my straight face.
I told y'all earlier that this would be tough running. So.
He said, man, mine suck. Like,
that's why I wanted to go ahead.
That's why when he said it, I said, yeah. Yours do suck.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, so that's why you wanted to chop this list.
No, I'm saying I.
No, I'm teasing. I'm teasing.
No, it sucks.
But there are professional line standards. Yeah,
like standing line for like releases for games. Yeah, you know, stuff like that.
But those people actually do.
They get paid.
They get paid.
Yeah, about an hour.
But they don't. They do. They go beyond the lines. Like, you know, when you're watching the award shows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like
if two celebrities go stand up and go to the bathroom, they sit somebody there.
Yes. Those people don't get paid. Some people. I know somebody that was a seat filler.
They didn't get paid.
Nah, because they were at the award show, and what they do is like when those people, like you say, they go to the bathroom, uh-huh. they move them from the back. Wherever mm-hmm. they were sitting, and then they get to sit up front.
Oh, okay.
And then when that person come back or whatever, you know, they move them back or whatever. But okay. I don't. Yeah, she didn't say she got paid.
Oh, wow.
I think it was a BET Awards.
Oh yeah, because you do get to like rub elbows with celebrities, uh-huh, but you're not supposed to talk to celebrities. I'm talking to whoever I sit next to. Mm-hmm. Hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. You having a good night? That's great.
A line standing. All right,
let's watch the show.
No, I'm saying I could. I'm saying it's just a weird job. I'm not saying I could or couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
I stand in lines now for dumb shit. So
the only lines I stand in is to get on roller coasters.
Really?
That's it.
But see, if you had a line stander, you wouldn't have to stand. You could go get your goddamn funnel cake that you love so goddamn much.
Nah, funnel cake comes after all my damn the roller coasters.
Pants.
I thought it was the bubbles. See how your story changes?
For the people that don't know.
In right.
Trump's America, I can say whatever I want.
Go back to last Monday's episode where we talk about the so-called white substance.
That was mysteriously disappeared.
On his pants.
Yeah.
Your number four. How did
he's trying to skip? He's trying to get over this list.
Oh, I went five. I went first. That is right. You're number four. Yeah.
Yeah. My number four. All right. My number four is a crime scene cleaner.
Cleaner.
Yeah.
You know what? It's a podcast I listen to, and it's called. Well, the podcast is called This American Life.
Mm-hmm.
And one episode, they talked to a guy, and that's what he did. He cleaned crime scenes. And it like he talked about like it'd be like people that died or in their house and they'd decompose and he would have to go there. And he made like a big business out of it.
I seen a documentary on a guy that used to do that. Wolf from Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, yeah.
He used to come and do that.
It's a movie with what's the name of the Brad Pitt and somebody else. But they were. It's on Apple TV, but they basically did that same thing, but it's like a newer movie. Yeah. Crime scene cleanup. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
I don't think I could either.
Yeah. I don't think I could either. Because some of these people
commit suicide.
Yep.
The pools of blood that's just under them.
I ain't even talking about the blood.
The little chunks of brain.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
I don't care about none of that because I don't know the smell of that.
I've seen it. But like when chunks of brain.
When they evacuate themselves.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with that.
That smell is really bad. Have y'all ever smelled
dead people?
No, like when they fart. Like when they
dead people fart?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't never smelled
it. I've smelled it.
It smelled.
I understand why they say it could clean a funeral home out.
Wow. That's
like it's crazy. Really like I went and saw somebody who passed. Like I met a old friend of mine, her grandmother died. And I got there after. Terrible. But
after what?
After she passed.
Okay.
Like literally missed it by a couple of minutes. Yeah. But after, like, we were all going to see her, and then they were telling us, you know, like, they just cleaned her up, but her body is still releasing the gas, like, gas.
Man. Oh, you got it kind of early.
And you smelt it, like, through the double doors, down the hall. Like, it was intense. I'm looking at these nurses and stuff, like, how y'all stand on this floor?
That's crazy.
It was insane.
Yep. You get used to the smell.
I can't do it.
I would never. You can't. You can't. You couldn't possibly.
That's like saying you get used to a fart. It's that strong. You can't get used to a fart because every time you smell a fart, you're like, oh, get away from me. Ain't no way.
You ever been around people that like live, like when I was growing up, it's a family. I used to go to their house like in the summertime every day. Their farts smell different than my farts. Because you know what they ate or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, I knew the smell of their farts. It's like working at a stank plant.
No,
you ever worked at a stank plant?
So you got used to it or you just knew who fought it?
I could tell who fought it and it wasn't as bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
But speaking of farts.
Okay.
My my fourth one is a professional odor smeller.
Yeah. I saw that too.
Mm. Explain.
No, okay. I knew that. I knew
that. Would you have to identify the odors?
No. So, like, they're, you know, when they make deodorants and stuff and body washes and whatnot, and, you know, people, like, they test them on people.
Oh.
So they have the people, like, run around, run on treadmills, like, just overwork their bodies. And it's somebody to come smell your underarm, smell, like, in the crevices of your body to see if it's actually still working.
I like that.
You would like that?
Mm-hmm.
You want somebody to smell you, or you want to smell?
I want to smell them.
Nasty.
Pheromones get run. Ooh. Ooh, what you been doing, girl? Oh, you been hard at the gym, huh?
You're sick.
Hey, I'm sorry. Really? Whatever get you going, baby. That little natural pheromones ain't never hurt nobody.
Okay, so that's why. That's how you was able to tell.
The people farts?
Yeah, because you're a seat sniffer. Yeah.
I'm not a sneak sniffer.
It's like when once he started smelling,
You haven't eaten asparagus? Look,
Rachel, that was you. What you ate today?
Ooh.
You're sick.
You've been eating a lot of, you been eating them greens, huh? Nah, it's just the natural scent of the people.
Nasty.
Oh, man.
Like just a hint of musk.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, now.
Gosh.
You walk your stink ass around the gym, girl. Uh-huh. Yeah, you put no powder on, huh?
No powder.
No powder.
Not the.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I'll just right.
We back to me.
Number three.
Now, this is in, you know, L, this is, you know, you do film and things of that nature. This is a weird job, but an intimacy coordinator.
Okay, like a choreographer.
Choreographer.
Needs to lift his leg up.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Got to get the camera angles right. For movies, that's what they do. That's why they say, like, I'd be watching the movies, I'd be like, man, if Kelly Rowland got on me like that, man, they have to shut the damn set down. No, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because they plan them moves. It's like a dance. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say it's very awkward. That's the actors always say it's the most awkward scenes that they ever have to record. Because it's literally cut, stop, hold on, fix that. Wait, hold on. Can you put your arm on his shoulder like that? All right, now lay, turn your body. Okay, there we go. Hold it. Record, action.
Kelly, you, the light's bothering you? You're a little sweaty.
Let me smell you.
Exactly. That Texas musk.
No.
What's your number three, man?
Number three, porta potty cleaner. Couldn't do it.
That could be. Couldn't
do it.
No.
You don't have to go in for them, though. I think
they spray them down, but.
Ain't it a tube in the back? They hook in the tube and then suck it up.
MC's is out, but you got to get in there and spray like.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would not.
I've seen people spray it down with chemicals and then, you know, spray it, but nah, I couldn't do it. Just opening it, looking at it, smelling it.
Man, going to use that motherfucker and somebody don't. Ugh.
Oh, man.
Some of the shits. When I've come to know that if somebody got a shit in the porta potty,
it was too late. It was bad,
and it's always mushy.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's always mushy in the porta potty.
You go in there. Why is it always? Yeah, it always looked like
because that's the last resort. Because if anything more solid, you'll just hold it.
Yeah.
But I ain't got no choice. Trust me, I know,
it's
man.
It's always pudding.
Yes. It looked like the emoji. Soft duck.
Mocha.
Weirdest color of brown shit.
Mocha.
I was delivering, I had to deliver to this this bread place in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go to the bathroom, y'all.
Gosh.
It was 102 degrees outside. Let me tell you something. Pudding. It was pudding. I was in that bitch sweating. Pudding. And it came from eating them damn Nutri-Grain balls. eating all that. Trying to eat healthy. Tell me I'm eating.
See, you talking about you want a Nutri-Grain ball?
Eating granola. I got bathroom, man. You know what I'm saying? If it comes, you can go ahead and get it right out and flush. We won't know what come out. But yeah.
Every time I wash my hands in those porta potties, you know, the blue soap when you first walk in, the little thing. Yeah, man. Hands always blue.
Mmm.
Hands always blue.
That's interesting.
What's your number three?
wait. Before you even step over that, you didn't get a B.
What?
There is no washing in there. That's
some of them do got a
that's the urinal thing.
What?
That's the urinal.
That's they don't have, the yeah, that's why I'm looking at him like, it ain't no, it's nothing in no porta potty.
And that's the blue thing.
He's saying he put his hands in back in the toilet to wash it.
Oh, I always thought, you know what? I was like.
Oh, so you piss in the seat.
Yeah, I piss in the seat.
Oh, no, nah. The urinal is right there where you first
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. That's the piss.
You learn something new every day. I piss in that seat.
That's why we all piss all over the seat.
No.
No, that's women.
How you piss over the seat?
Guys.
I mean, guys do it, but it's a lot. It's a big lot of women.
That's why I don't see why people put the toilet seat up.
Yeah, I never understood that. It's like, it's a hole. Like, you got a big target.
Yeah.
You got a legit target.
I don't get it. I don't get it. What's your number three?
A pet food taster.
I saw that somewhere.
Yep. If somebody got to do it. You know, when they make it, you got to taste it.
Make sure it's not bad.
What is the pet food? And it's like, what it's supposed to taste like? Mm. Like dog food.
Did y'all
cat food smell better than dog food? Like when the cans.
Oh, when you open it? Yeah. But this is dry dog food?
Both.
Y'all ever watched the PJs?
Yeah.
And Miss, what's her name? Miss Pearl? What was that lady's name?
Wasn't it Miss Pearl?
Nah,
that
was
I couldn't tell you.
Mrs. Avery.
Oh.
She had a whole. She had a whole bunch of dog food, but she didn't have a dog.
She didn't have no dog.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good dog food taster. Yeah. I would rather eat dry dog food than wet dog food.
Nah. That wet dog other food way. Be looking like. Chicken and gravy sometimes.
Yeah, put it with rice. Look like corned beef.
Yeah,
I would be able to handle that before dry dog food.
You gonna warm it up?
Sure would.
Of course.
If I had to taste it, yeah. Like, can y'all put it in the microwave for a couple of minutes, please? 30 seconds, at least.
Oh, boy. Be what you got.
Number two.
A professional mourner.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want at my job. I mean, at my funeral.
What, a whole bunch of them?
Why?
No, just want somebody just to be on the casket.
Just that one lady. Right?
Take me with them, Lord. It got to be a lady, though.
They're going to be like, who is she?
Yeah, she got to be fine, too. But you can't just be like, just hire somebody and then, you know, it'd be a gay guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He was the best. Wait, the best at what?
I'm going to miss him so much. Oh, my God.
We did so much things together.
How you knew him?
What's his name?
I was a personal friend.
Oh, my God.
Brandon.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Yeah, professional mourner, but they get paid to go and mourn. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
My number two.
So my number two, that was your number three, right?
Two.
All right, my next one is a housekeeper at a sleazy hotel.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Ew.
Oh, housekeeper.
Yes.
Like the motels that rent by the hour.
Oh, yes.
They probably done seen some things.
Yeah, because a lot of drug use and
I'm not talking about just the drug use. That's stuff. That's lightweight.
Any liquidy, cleaning up dried up stuff.
Powdered substance.
Yeah,
but the dried up. Yeah, stuff.
Yeah.
How would you know if it's dried up? You
come
know.
On, man. Why everybody know what so it hard? Looked like.
Huh? Why do you sheet so hard?
Cracked a blanket in half.
Ugh. Couldn't do it.
Probably stank.
It probably stale. Mm. Smell. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my thing. The smell.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On the carpet.
Yes.
That's nasty.
Your number.
Poor thing.
We'll be on two.
Two.
Yeah.
Two.
Your number two.
Livestock handler. Now, let me tell you what the livestock handler does. So, you know, they're responsible for the basics, maintenance of, you know, the bulls and mount population.
You mean like...
which includes feeding, health testing, assisting with bull movements, keeping them comfortable and dry, hoof trimming, grooming, assisting with the treatments directed by, you know, the vets. And specimen collected.
Mm.
Wow, that's crazy.
They have to collect the specimens.
Yeah, they got
of a bull.
I want to do. Is there like a machine? Or they got to do it themselves.
So sometimes, and this goes with horses too.
I've seen the horse one before.
Yeah, it's a machine.
Well, no, I've seen the horse where like they let the horse, you know, have a little fun, and then they let them finish off in this in big ass thing.
Yeah, but there's
but they got to hook it on right.
But they do have a fake, like they have a wooden horse.
Yeah, and they let them fuck it.
Yeah,
sorry.
And then too late.
I'm trying to be clean. I'm trying to clean it up a little.
And then they have actual people that do it to the bulls and the horses and other animals that need to be collected. And then they have little bull machines, and they just have like.
But
something to go over.
A female horse got to be there though to get them, because they don't just ain't like a man.
Yeah,
they got to get the pheromones and all of that to get them aroused. And then they get on that thing.
Yeah.
And they ride.
For sure.
Yeah, I seen them have them, the horse next to where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and they get there and they. You ever seen
What's wrong with you today?
You ever seen a horse?
Yeah, B.
You doing a lot today.
That shit be stupid, bro. That shit be funny, bro. Horse, man.
Oh, my gosh.
You're sick.
I ain't sick. It's natural. Number one.
You're doing a lot of breathing for this list. Pheromones, odor.
This is a weird one, and you don't think about this. I had a couple, but this is going to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Fortune cookie writer.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Somebody got to write them things.
Yeah, you don't think you're right.
Yeah, because it's like before AI came out.
Somebody had to do it.
Somebody had to do it.
Somebody had to do it.
I can see somebody like writing it and looking up in the sky like, yeah, that sounds good. Making up shit.
They got to be paid. You think? Because you got to imagine how many fortune cookies go out daily.
Ask the guy at the fortune cookie place.
Yeah, fortune cookie place.
The master?
Yeah, ask the master. I know. He knows about it.
Sumdum Goy,
yeah. Mm. You never went to Sumdum Goy?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Sound kind of racist. I'm looking at y'all.
No.
It's a true place.
It's from The Last Dragon. Yeah. Sumdum Goy.
Y'all got it.
You suck it to me. I suck it to you.
You sneaky.
Hey, sneaky niggas and tricksters. Why no one's
Sumdum Goy.
Breathing all the man's
air. Google Guy Pan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a crazy one, up here.
Yeah.
That's a crazy one.
That's a good one.
What's your number one?
My number one is something I cannot do. It's weird. And it's a true job. They call fluffers.
Oh, that's my number one.
Well, guess what?
Well, talk about it.
I can't do it.
So.
What if you had to do it for a woman, though?
No.
No, the fluffers do not go for women at all.
They're for the guys.
They're for the men.
To get the guy ready for adult.
For a woman, yeah, yeah.
That was my number one.
Or keep them ready.
Fluffers.
You can't be a fluffer?
No. Uh-huh. That's too far from me.
What's the fluffer for the woman?
There are no fluffers. Women.
She might.
Women could go to sleep and it worked just fine.
There's a word for that.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I would need a fluffer.
What's the word? No. So this is not for if you're actually in the scene act like going off with the girl.
No, like not, to get ready?
No.
What do you mean?
So you know how it'll be multiple people in the scene? Mm-hmm. Like if it's like either an orgy or if it's like three dudes, one girl, mm-hmm. and like two dudes are there and then there's one behind the camera.
Mm-hmm.
The fluffer is for the person behind the camera.
Like I said, don't need it. On the way to work.
I mean, you might get bored.
Nope, on the way to work.
I don't know.
Wait, what?
On the way to work.
What are you talking about?
Right, ready.
He's ready.
Oh, my gosh.
Why are you... No coffee? None of that. Leave them blue pills over there. Ready. Who we got today?
Well, it depends.
Jasmine, who?
If she looked crazy, you might need
a fluffer. When is the last time you saw crazy looking ones in the movies?
Are you kidding me?
There are some.
Then in the new ones?
Are you talking about like with the back, like full on produced?
Do you click? Are you on social media?
Yeah, not the new ones.
Yeah.
Do you click the links?
No,
I click all the links.
Those links.
Oh my god!
On all the links.
Savage links.
Savage.
Brazzers.
I ain't seen a bad one yet.
Yeah, they don't have no bad ones. No
yeah,
more.
They don't have. No
there
bad
ain't
ones.
No bad ones no more.
Yeah,
so you're good.
On
you're
the way
good
to work.
Go.
Who? Did you say hello? Hello? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Director, sir. You want me to work with who? She want to do what? Oh yes, sir. I'll be there at 9 o'clock. I'll be there at 8:50.
Are you ready?
Ready to go. Hold on, give me a second. Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Ready.
We ready.
Ready.
Sorry.
Yeah, a fluffer is a real job.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't. It's a real job that I wouldn't need.
That's my number one.
I'll be mad. Y'all got a, or what? Y'all just wasted $72 an hour. You could have paid me that.
Well, I guess that's both our number one.
That's
huh?
both our number
Shout
one.
Shout out to the fluffers. That's a good one.
Yeah.
They get paid.
I had an honorable, I had one that I was, you know, an extra one. It was adult toy tester.
What?
Yeah. That was one. That's a weird one.
So would you?
That should have been on your list.
Yeah. Nah, cause y'all was talking about I was so nasty, this, that, and the third. Y'all made y'all number one fluffer. a horse jacker offer. Like, y'all talking about me.
Hey, the horse jacker offer was one of mine, but I skipped over it.
Yeah, you talking about me.
Nah, I'm reading my list.
I started mine off very, very innocent. Out. You know, cuddler. A line stander in her.
A line stander.
You know, here come y'all. Fluffer.
Livestock handler.
Not only does they have to wrangle the horses and such.
And then you remember the person that the sperm bake workers.
Yes, everything is sex. What's going on?
That's today's world.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
You know what it is.
Not mine's.
Follow the
porta potty crime scene. Those wasn't sex.
And then I had pet food taster.
What is pet food? That's what I'm gonna start calling it. Y'all want to talk about some of these? Hold on. Oh, did I read I read his email, right?
Yes, you did.
With the suggestion. Oh, yeah, we said the police. Yeah.
The Negro Olympics.
The Negro Olympics.
Is the big deal.
Next. Next Wednesday episode will be the Negro Olympics. We have Negro to do Olympics.
Nah, we already pretty much did that.
Yeah, you think so?
I think police shows.
Think we touched on it too much?
Yeah. Man, okay. We need to talk about the sports for the Negro Olympics. Yeah. We need to dive in.
No, because y'all going to piss
Who
me off.
Who running track?
Y'all going to piss me off.
Who's playing basketball? Because
it won't be track
who's
or basketball.
The swimmers?
It won't.
It's going to be racist shit, like who going to jump the fence.
Yeah, who could jump the fence.
The fence jumper, you know.
Who could get out of the house before the cops get there.
Yeah.
We need to do black names, not last names then. It's jump only- the fence, Tyrone and them out.
I'm going to get pissed off.
I don't mind this one.
I mind it because I do not like
Brandon. You in there?
What?
Brandon? Brandon
is a what? Black name?
Nah, it's a white name.
Brandon is not a black name.
It's more black now. It's getting there.
No, mm-mm.
It's getting there.
There's no more. There's no.
I don't know any white Brandons. Finally.
Finally, you don't know any white Brandons, huh? Yeah. If you guys didn't know, they are watching the game while we are recording today, so they are hyped. On the game.
And shout out to Mike Williams, the newly acquired wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Number
nice
18
catch.
Just scored a touchdown.
And if you guys didn't know, I am the only professional right now just focused on the show. And it's not just because my back is to the
It is.
It's because you don't care if
you don't watch sports, y'all.
Yeah.
Nah, don't hit that button.
Hit it. Do it.
Don't hit that
button. When we talk about sports, here come L.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you.
We don't care.
He don't care.
If you don't give a damn, L don't give a fuck. He don't care nothing about sports. Who? Mike Tyson. Who the fuck is that? He don't care nothing about sports. I do. But y'all want to do... Man, I don't want to do... I will get upset. Watermelon eater and shit like that.
Oh, that'd be crazy. You know what, Corey, set it up.
I'm going to come up with a full-on Negro Olympics.
Yeah, kind of like, yeah, get
will
lined
you do,
up.
Will you do like, so Negro Olympics, would you do like famous people that would win things in the Negro Olympics?
A kid named...
No, names.
Yeah.
Names.
I can tell y'all the blackest name ever right now.
Go.
The coldest ever.
Blackest name ever.
That's his name, Dakotas.
Dakotas.
The coldest ever. he played hot.
That's
so
crazy.
He played football. His name was Dakotas ever. And he went to college. Mm-hmm. He got an NIL deal for guess what kind of company?
What?
Sneaker.
The coldest ever.
Coat company.
Oh, those HVAC. He got an HVAC NIL deal.
Oh, I think I seen that.
Yeah.
So he changed his name to that, though.
No, that was his real name. His mama named him that.
The coldest.
He that was. I saw his name when he was in high school.
How do they spell it?
D
E
D
or apostrophe.
D E apostrophe.
Uh huh.
Coldest ever.
Is ever Johnson. His last? Oh, okay.
Oh, you knew you had to put Johnson on there.
See, that's what I'm saying. The last name. What would be? That's what they need to. That's what we need emails about. What would be the Negro Olympics? Mm. We need the events. Yeah. We gonna give y'all a couple of weeks.
We need
to come
call
up.
That episode the piss Brandon off episode.
Yep. Yeah.
What are the events?
Crazy.
STEM. My shit gonna be very.
We're gonna come up with the names.
Open heart surgery.
No.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. No. Open heart surgery. Because the nigga who came up with open heart surgery was a nigga.
No, we talking
what
about.
What is Ben Carson?
Do you know what we talking about when we talk about Negro?
We talking about nigga shit.
We talking about Project Hood shit.
Exactly. Because all black people from the hood and the projects.
That's what we are.
Yeah. That's what y'all are.
who could fix a transmission in 2 hours?
Oh, God. When it rains, it pours.
Well.
Y'all got anything else for crazy jobs?
No, I don't have any more.
I mean, there's a professional sleeper out there somewhere.
There is.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
There
yeah,
is.
They are.
You go to.
I want to do that.
Nah. I do that. I do that too damn good.
Nah, not me.
Niggas be hating on me.
I mean,
how he get a promotion already? Have you seen this nigga sleep? This nigga sleep with the best of them. If I wasn't talking right now, I'd probably be sleep. And I don't have what's that shit called? Narcolepsy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that.
I'll be sleeping there with one eye open.
I haven't
watching
saw
the clock. Am I done yet?
I'll be tired and then I want to go to sleep and then I can't sleep.
I would have two jobs. They would need to be right next to each other. I would be at the I go to my first shift job would be the sperm bank. I go to the sperm bank first.
Hey, I already knew what
you leave the sperm bank and go straight to the sleep job.
I already knew what you were gonna say.
Yeah. Hell, let everybody know they can find you on social media.
You can find me on last week's episode.
Monday's episode.
Yeah. Catch me at EL Murphy on Facebook. That's where you find me.
Corey.
You can find me on Instagram, Corey Sin. Stay tuned for my TikTok.
Okay, you coming out with TikTok?
Coming out with TikTok.
It's going to be all white people. It's going to be like, you know, you bought a picture frame with white people in it already. That's how TikTok
I don't know what he's talking about.
Together. Oh, when you first started, it's going to be a whole bunch of white people.
Yeah, she ain't.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show at DJ Blaze Show on Instagram. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think event should be in the Negro Olympics.
Yes.
Because
this is going to be.
It's going to be a thing.
It's going to be an event here.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
We're going to talk about it. I'm going to have my charts ready.
We rolling.
Oh, yeah. You know, well, go ahead. We'll talk about that later.
See, that wouldn't have been in mine.
What?
You don't smoke.
Who can roll one quick?
It is a talent, I will say, especially if it's neat.
Who can fry the best chicken?
You know. Yeah. We gonna talk about that.
Yeah. Thank y'all for listening. Join us Monday. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey Sin.
And L is still here.
Thank God.
Yeah. Let those who have ears listen. Wherever you at.